Welcome, my little critters, to Tales from the Crypt Season 2, The Level Up. We're an actual play podcast with an ever-changing cast of players making our way through a bunch of different RPG systems, from micro-RPGs to some of the more well-known role-playing games out there, and the occasional highly narrative tabletop game. Content warnings can be found in the episode's description. My name is Riley Groves, and I am the Crypt Keeper on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. Last time, on Tales from the Crypt, Maple, George, and Poplar continued their trek through the dangerous woods between Wingsdale and Chilleyville. Fighting their way through pals and foes alike, they managed to make it to Chilleyville's doors. However, as they came to town, night quickly fell, and they found themselves healing their pals at the Pal Center before finding a place to sleep. After spending the night in the park, they wake up. Are they ready to take on the Strong Boys at the Strong Boy Center, or will they get woefully distracted along the way? Find out now! Welcome back to Tales from the Crypt. Let's answer a question from our pod deck, interview deck. And that question for today is, if you could have any custom license plate, what would you have? And because I didn't say it before, I have Tim at the table.
Greetings and salutations.
He is going to be returning as his character Maple. I have Connor at the table.
Hello, everyone.
Reprising his role as George and Stefan.
Hello, everyone.
And he is going to be playing Poplar. So, guys, what would your license plate say?
Mine would just say S-L-O-W.
All right.
In hopes that the people behind me will just be a little more patient, understanding I'm not going to go faster.
All right.
We're going this fast, which is slow.
Awesome. I love it.
I don't think I could even try to have a custom license plate. I would never have a license plate then. I would think too long about what it was gonna say. I'm like, sir, you've gotta fill the form out. I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm almost there. I got the perfect thing. And then I'm like, no, I'll just try and think of a random string of numbers. Like, but wait, how do I think of the most random set of numbers?
And 1, 1, 1, 1, 1.
That one's already taken.
It probably is. So I did one time go to get with the last vehicle that I have, my current one, I had to get new plates. And so I said, yes, I would like the custom. And I told them what I want, and they said, it already exists. And I had no backup. So now I have the one I've had anyway.
See, I feel like that's what would happen to me. But I do like where you're going. Maybe like one I, L, because you can have letters too, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all very similar looking characters.
Yeah, but I'm not sure how they separate them or if you have the option of not separating them. Because I know the one I currently have is like 3 letters, 4 numbers. But there's like this symbol in the middle that separates them. Mm. It'd be kind of cool if you could customize where you want
that
symbol.
If you customize it, they don't put the symbol in if you don't want it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you can have it like literally say a word. I don't know how many letters it is, but like I've seen them where like they don't even have the symbol. They don't even have spaces, some of them. A lot of them are like fucking like little rich girls inside of like BMWs. I think one of them I saw said daddy's money or something.
I'm going to assume her father gave her that as a gift and thought it would be funny to put that vanity plate on it, reminding her like.
Yeah, but when she looked like a spoiled rich girl, like you I don't know, like.
Hmm. All right, so what would yours say?
Slut life. So instead,
as you drive away in your Beamer,
yeah,
no, because so like you know, like the Salt Life stickers, mm-hmm, that everybody has on their fucking trucks or SUVs. So I always couldn't read it because of the lettering and my eyes, and I thought it said Slut Life for like a year and a half, and I'm like, why the fuck would people put this on their car? And then I saw one that had like a fishing pole and like a swordfish, and I was like, oh, salt life makes more sense now. So, slot life.
Well, the best part is you can still keep all of your previous thoughts about who those people are in accuracy, because anyone that puts salt life on their stick, like on their car, like, I don't care that you love the beach. You love,
I don't care.
I agree. You'll also be very excited to know, maybe you will, that Slot Life does have car stickers already that look just like the Salt Life stickers.
Oh, so I might have been seeing Slot Life.
You might have been. And in fact, if you wanted to, you could slap one of those bad boys on your car and have people mistake that you're a beach lover when, in fact...
I'm just a slut, yeah. I think it would be better as a license plate, though, because then they'd be like, wow, he really... Like, that is a blatant you.
Yeah, that's a real, real commitment right there.
I feel like you wouldn't be allowed to, because it'd be inappropriate. Oh, yeah. So you have to be like, Slot Life.
Dude, in which case they'd just think you had a gambling addiction.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think I could think of one either. I've been stalling here for like the longest amount of time, and I haven't come up with a solid one. This question was harder than I thought it was going to be, quite frankly.
No, it was terrible.
I'll be honest, even through the entire conversation, I'm actually growing to stick even more to slow. I thought I might end up changing it, and no, I think that's really, that'd be a fun way to go.
All right. Well, fuck custom license plates. Let's get back into it.
Yeah, I guess overall vote. Just, do we want to do it yay or nay? Who actually would? I'm going to say, like, I don't think I ever will.
Nay. I don't think I would put in the effort.
What, like custom license plate?
Yeah, you think you'd ever try it for, like, for real, real?
Maybe on my bike. Maybe for my motorcycle.
I could,
like,
see that.
I could see, like, maybe for the motorcycle, but, like, at the same point, I also... Like, with the way I ride my motorcycle, I want it to be a bunch of fucking random numbers that's tucked up under the wheel that nobody can see. So, probably not.
Yeah.
That's also where I'm thinking, like, I don't want it to be more recognizable. Like, I know there's a few people, like, their license plate is their name. Like, I know who that is when I see them from a distance. Like, I don't want people to be like, oh, is that, like, oh, yep, look at the license plate. There's Connor right over there.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. Also, New York State doesn't make things easy enough to do anyways. So, like, I don't ever feel like jumping through the hoops to do it.
I hate New York. They won't let me have my tiny truck.
For the tiny truck saga.
Yeah, it's still in the shop. The tiny struggle continues.
Tiny struggle. That's what we're into today here on this episode of Tales from the Crypt. So I'm assuming we all went to bed and you wake up. Boy, I don't know where you took a nap, honestly.
I thought we had just left the shop.
We just set up camp right outside.
Right outside. Yeah, I guess we didn't talk about, you know, lodging or like if you guys brought a tent or what the plan is.
We went to the playground and went under that spider web dome thing, which is a nice protective little area. Maybe we had enough whereabouts to put some sort of blanket over top or something around the sides for privacy.
There you go. And it's a nice calm evening. It's nice and warm. The three of you, you know, hunker down, keeping each other warm underneath the dome on the playground. And when you wake up, you can see the town of Chileville for what it is, because it was a little dark when you got here the day before, but now in the full light, you can see that it is a much more bustling town than Wingdale ever was. And there are, in addition to the store and the Strong Boy Center, where you saw before, and the PAL Center, which you visited to get your pals brought back up to health, there are also several other buildings, a couple restaurants, a small domed building, a few regular houses, and then some people walking around the town here early in the morning.
Would the restaurant be Chili Pop?
There are two restaurants. One of them is called Chili Pop, and the other one is called Wings Pop.
Oh, yeah, there's Wings Pop.
Yep. Nice. And so in the playground that you guys find yourselves in, you also notice that it is overgrown with lots of tall grass. And as you're looking out around the town, you can see that in different pockets of the grass, it is moving, not by wind, but presumably by some sort of creature. So the playground will give you opportunities to catch some pals, maybe find some items, or who knows what else is in the playground with you guys.
Jeez, guys, good thing we made our camp here underneath this spider web dome playground equipment, because it looks like there's a lot of creatures in the rest of the playground. Glad they didn't bother us throughout the night. You okay, Pop and Maple?
Yeah, I kept waking up all night long and because I heard the rustling, but it seems that we have impenetrable bars around us. Plus, I made Loglip say watch. He just kind of lays there. You don't really notice him.
Oh, yeah, there he is. Wow.
Yeah, he doesn't mind that you were using him as a seat. He's very cool with that.
That's good.
Does Maple just let, like, his pals out all the time? Like...
You always have to have one. You have to be prepared.
Okay. Can't fault him there. I mean, he probably helped keep some of the creatures away last night, pals. Yeah.
Remember what Mom always used to say? Sometimes plan A is plan B.
She did say that.
That might be my favorite line in all of history of anything ever. So in the playground, there's also a swing set, a teeter-totter, one of those spinny whirly things, the dome which you slept under, and one of those spring things where you sit on it and you like, can rock back and forth, and if you're too big, it just like kind of sinks you down to the ground.
What's it shaped like?
A pal.
Mm. Not the log one.
Like a duck?
A horse?
No.
A fire truck?
A crockle hopper.
Oh yeah, the grasshopper thing that I have.
It is shaped like a snap gator.
Oh, we haven't seen one of those.
No, you have not.
So wait, then would we know that this is a toy or is it an actual snap gator?
I guess you probably would not know.
Attack it with your loglet. Do it.
I'm here trying to catch that pal over there. Yeah, you guys want to get pals, or do you want to? I mean, I like the pals that I have. I don't think that I. Hey, wait a second. So if we can only have three, can I go sell these? Like sell one somewhere or something?
So the way that it'll work is whichever three you have on you, if you catch a fourth, you can either choose to keep the three that you have on you and the fourth gets sent to the PAL center and stored in their magical box. Okay. Or you can say, I'm going to keep this one instead and send one of the ones that I have on me away.
Okay, cool. That is good to know. I'm going to go try to catch that snap gator.
Okay.
Are you saying that in character?
Nope.
All right.
What do you tell me about this? What are you doing? Who are you?
So as we are just kind of starting our morning here, looking around as the light is now much better than it was the evening before, and we're having our conversation sitting on my pet loglet there. I look over and notice what appears to be a wild pal that is sitting very still. And it seems certainly that I have the advantage, and I should be able to sneak it right up on him and just slap him with a pal cube.
Okay.
So I'm just going to literally just kind of slowly leave the conversation and start crawling through the spider web dome there and making my way army crawl toward this pal that I see.
Okay. Crawling through the tall grass, as you get closer and closer, you see a large pal-looking object. It looks like, at first, a turtle with a large shell. It's got some spiky bits coming off the side of it and a large nose similar to maybe a sawbill shark, if you might know one of those. However, you also do notice, although I don't know if you register or care, that there is like a big dip in the middle of its back where, you know, a child might want to sit on it to ride it because it's attached to a spring to the ground. But you may not care about that.
Can I make some sort of observation check to see if it becomes evident that this is some sort of playground toy?
Yeah, just give me a roll of a d20 above a 10.
That is a 9.
This looks like a pal.
All right. From my cover in the tall grass, I'd get as close as I feel comfortable with, and then I'm going to chuck a pal ball.
Okay. You throw the pal ball, or wow.
Oh, excuse me, pal trap. Pal trap.
You throw the pal trap at this playground equipment and it hits it, and unlike how it reacts anytime it tries to capture an actual pal and tries to turn them into light and hold on to them, it hits it and just falls to the ground. It doesn't open, it doesn't do anything. It is also not broken though. You can retrieve it.
I'm going to approach the until I can touch the pal.
Okay. When you get up and touch it, it is a cold metal.
Okay. I'm going to try to figure out, knowing that I'm on a playground, I'm not a complete idiot, I'm going to try to see how this must be some sort of toy and how it would be used after I pick up, retrieve my thrown pal trap.
Okay. Yeah, you could probably pretty easily figure out that if you threw one leg over top of this,
boom,
and sat down in the,
I'm on it,
rocking back and forth.
George, did you see any of that?
Is he riding that pal over there? What is going on? I thought he was going to catch it. Now he's riding it?
guys, you gotta try this over here. It's really fun.
It's a toy. I think it's a toy.
Yeah.
Probably. He hasn't been to a playground ever and never really left the house.
We only had, you know, dirt patches back home.
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised he didn't throw a rock at it.
Well, I mean, he said it's fun. I'm gonna go try it out.
Oh, hell yeah.
Are there more?
There are no more spring things, but there are. Is a teeter-totter nearby? Do either of you have pals out, or are they all contained in their traps?
They're contained in their traps.
Mine's away.
So only Loglet is still out.
Yeah, probably getting jealous about me having fun with this other pal.
Yeah, roll another d20 for me.
Is that a nat one?
Yes. Yeah, you don't recognize your pal's feelings at all at this point. You're totally engrossed in your springing toy back and forth. And, like, Loglet's just stuck inside the geodesic dome thing because, like, he's too big to get out. He can't log roll out. So it's just laying in the middle of the dome.
It's worse than being in the ball. Or worse than being in the trap. He's just in prison now.
He gets to actively watch the life that everybody else has and not participate, so.
Well, I'm going to try these swings out here and see if I can swing as high as I can and see if there's any real pals in this playground. So I'm going to get on the swing and try and get an aerial view.
All right, yeah.
And the swing is at the apex.
Shit, okay, yeah, give me a d20. Similarly, we'll just do, like, any observation roll. If it's above a 10, we'll see something of interest. If it's below, then...
Well, that's a 5. Guys, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah, you see a lot of grass moving on this playground, but you can't identify really anything that's in it.
I am going to get off the toy and go to retrieve Loglet, seeing that it seems we are all potentially going to be starting our day now.
Okay. What's Poplar doing?
Kind of just chilling. Like, I was sitting on the log. I saw him go over to play on the thingamajig, and George goes and plays on the swings, and I just kind of kept chilling there, and I guess I'll climb to the top of the Thunderdome thing?
Before you do that, give me one observation roll,
That's a 1.
Yeah, you don't recognize any of the Loglet's feelings either. So go ahead and climb to the top of the dome. What are you looking for up here?
I'm seeing if there's, like, any trash on the playground that, like, so, like, items.
Okay.
It's an 8.
Yeah, you don't spy anything from up here, but I will tell you, when you guys actively do some investigation rolls in the tall grass, you could roll again, and you can roll in the playground up to 3 times to find stuff, so...
Yeah, I just found a used condom next to where we slept last night. I don't think we noticed that when we went to bed.
It's called a Johnny.
A Johnny? Do you come over to the fucking thing and say that to me?
No. That's not a piece of information my character would know.
New plan B.
Look at these galoshes. A rain hat.
Is there a lost and found? We should go put this in the lost and found. Someone's probably looking for this.
I don't think you should touch that. I didn't see this. I'm on the swing still.
It's gum.
Guys, I'm hungry. Do you want to go over to the Chili Pop and see what they have for breakfast?
Sure.
Chili. I think we got some money.
I'm going to assume it's popsicles.
Or chili.
So you guys leave the playground and head to the Chili Pop?
Is there breakfast chili?
Oh, of course. There's every kind of chili.
Is that a real thing? Breakfast chili?
You can eat anything for breakfast.
I mean, I know that, but I'm just wondering if, like, there's, like, actually, like...
I bet someone's made it. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
So you guys leave the playground to head to the Chili Pop.
Yes.
Go.
Where I assume they have chili popcorn.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. For breakfast.
Inside, you find the restaurant is empty, with the exception of one person behind the counter. And as you walk in, you hear him, "Ooh, I wish chicken wings weren't so good." And then he turns around. "Oh! Hello! What can I do for you three?"
"We're looking for some breakfast."
"Breakfast.
Do you want some of my chili?"
"Is it breakfast chili?"
"It sure is. It's hash browns smothered with beans and breakfast sausage and tomatoes."
"Yes, please.
That sounds amazing."
"That sounds really good."
"Yeah, thanks. It is almost as good as chicken wings. I mean, it's great. It's better than chicken wings. Here, each of you take a bowl."
"Well, thank you.
Thank you.
And each of you give me $10 also."
"Yeah, you already gave us the bowls, man. This is a little bit..." "All right, okay."
"Damn it, just another reason I'm not as good as the fucking wings, Pop."
"Well, since we're getting 3, I mean, there's got to be like a 3 deal, 3 bowl deal?"
"Yes, 3 bowls for $30.
That's the price that was. It would be if you bought 3 1 bowls at separate times. But we're buying 3 at the same time.
Yes, you are, because I need the money. That damn Wings Pop is running me out of business. Ever since she showed up here, I haven't been able to sell all my chili.
What does Wings Pop sell?
Chicken wings.
And you think they're better than your chili? Should we go there instead?
No, no. No. They're delicious. My chili is delicious. Wings are terrible.
Didn't we overhear you saying something about chicken wings when we walked in?
No, that wasn't me. That was the other guy.
Oh, you must have just missed him.
Yeah, he was in the back. And he still is in the back. He's always in the back.
Okay.
Maybe we should just take one bowl of the chili, guys, and go check out this
Wait!
Pop.
You guys were looking for a good deal, right?
Always.
Okay, yeah. I've got an idea that would really help me out.
Okay.
We're listening.
I'm intrigued.
Okay. I will give you guys something really, really good if you help me with a little problem that I'm having.
Do you want us to kill the Wingstop lady?
No, absolutely not. I want you to light her grease dumpster on fire in the back of the restaurant. And, you know, whatever happens after that, you know, with the rest of the restaurant, I think is fine.
You want us to do that after we lock her inside?
No, she's kind of nice. She's really pretty. I mean, she's terrible. She's awful. But I think she'll get out if you just don't lock the doors. There's probably a lot of people in there. I mean, nobody's in there. They hate her wings.
We'll look inside first, I guess.
A group huddle.
Yeah.
Just give us a second.
Okay. I think maybe, since this guy's business is struggling, what we should actually do is burn Chili Pop down. He'll get the insurance money, and then he can open his own wing place.
I have a fire pal, and I do like fire. So, I mean...
All right.
I'm a little down for that.
So,
did you guys have, like, a really long conversation when I was asleep last night? Maple, you're a lot different today.
Well, it was a very deep sleep, and I woke up thinking about... Well, I can't remember. The last 24 hours are very much a blur.
Adulthood just changes the person, I guess.
I was telling him horror stories all night.
I think it's come into my head through osmosis.
It's actually your loglet's evil and like has been sending evil signals into your brain all night long.
He just had little roots that went into like my brain and he just downloaded all of these terrible things.
This is how bad humankind is.
Maybe we can go to the wing spot and see if that person will offer us more money to burn down this other guy's place. We can get them to burn each other down. We should just see if we can get more money from someone or free food.
Are we gonna burn down the town?
What are we? I mean, he said he'll give us something good, but he didn't. Let's find out what he said he'll give us.
I have a way to solve the gym problem.
Burn the gym down. The strong boys.
Burn it down. Burn it all.
Sorry, you guys got me excited.
I've read some stories about people who solved all their problems by burning everything down. It worked out for a little while, I guess. I mean,
we do all look alike, so, like, if, like, we all go to, like, the one place and start the fire, how could we be in 3 places at once if they only catch one of us?
Did we already let the whole town know that there are 3 of us?
The only person that knows is the pal center?
And
lady?
And this guy.
And the shopkeeper.
He, well, he no seemed like he him. Could tell, he could keep a secret, I feel.
He sold me mysterious white powder. I'm pretty sure he's on the up and up.
His lips are sealed.
Call back.
That's awesome. So, are you guys going to help me out?
Yeah, we're thinking about it. What'd you say you were going to give us again?
I've got something really great. Really great.
Like, how great? I mean, we're all adults here. You don't have to keep it a secret. You could just tell us. That'll help us make our decision.
Okay. It is my patent pending, well... handwritten chili recipe, and you'll find out why it's so great once you get it in hand.
Okay.
It could really help one of your pals, especially if they're a fire type.
Well, my favorite pal is a tree, so this seems like a bad idea, but
probably
let me tell you
not
what.
That one.
The 3 of us are each going to take our bowl of chili, meander on over to the Wings Pop, and see how much we think about your chili and if it's valuable enough for us to actually want to do this transaction while also scoping out over there. And then we'll report back and we'll make our plan.
Okay, while you're over there, get me a bucket of wings.
A bucket of wings.
And he slides $10 back across the counter. But don't tell Rachel that it's for me. I mean, it's not for me. It's for the guy in the back.
Who's Rachel?
She owns the Wings Pop. She's very pretty. I mean, she's terrible.
Okay.
Horribly ugly.
And who should we say didn't say that?
Don't bring that part up at all.
Okay, Mr. O'Greely.
Maple, we'll just order a double order of wings.
I wasn't going to order any wings.
I want wings.
Oh.
This chili.
No, you don't want wings. You want more chili.
I'll have your chili.
I'm going to eat the chili on the way there, but like the wings sound amazing.
Well, it's...
He wants the wings, and he owns the other restaurant.
Okay.
They have to be better.
You should try and feed the chili to your fire pal. If you heard what he was saying, he said that the fire pals really like his chili.
I'm going to feed the chili to the squirrel.
Yeah, the squirrel eagerly eats the chili, and it lets out a small flaming fart after it does. Just like a little comes out of its asshole.
Worth it.
Worth it. Worth $10.
Don't eat your bowl of chili. And then if we need to get the grease fire started, I can feed him a bowl of chili and just put him on top of the grease barrel. And then
I'm going to have a few bites. It is pretty good, but I won't eat it all. We'll save some from the squirrel.
I have already eaten most of my chili.
I'm having too much fun with the fiery squirrel.
How big is this thing? Is
the
it like
squirrel?
The size of like a squirrel?
Yeah, I'd like, say a gray like... squirrel. Like a gray squirrel or a fox squirrel if you're, you know, a Midwesterner.
Oh, dude, I'm totally going to keep this thing out. I want a squirrel on my shoulder.
Just don't feed him any chili when he's near my loglet.
He doesn't really like your loglet that much. Your loglet kind of beat him up a little bit.
When was that?
Before we caught him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But that was just friendly exchanges.
They haven't really met each other too much, other than fighting.
I guess I really don't care if he's friends with their squirrel, as long as he's friends with me.
That's a good attitude to have.
Hey, you want to go check out that well?
Yep. Da, 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 da. Guys, forget all about the wing pop.
Oh, the wing pop, wing pop. Oh, I was going to go push you into the well.
Do you leave your furl out when you leave the chili pop?
Yeah.
Okay. Roll me a d20 for an observation.
Oh, yeah, 12.
Maybe it's because it's the first time that you've kind of had one of your pals out and, you know, given them the wide berth outside of their pal trap. You notice him looking longingly towards the playground.
I will go there after we go to the wing place. We're going to go try some wings. And the guy also gave us money to go buy him wings. And we might have to burn it down, which you'll get to have fun doing.
Isn't it wild how we left the chili place and he gave us $10 and we never even paid for the chili?
I thought George paid for it.
I did pay for it. He seemed pretty sad.
Oh.
I gave him some money, but then he gave, you know, some of it back. So I see why his business isn't doing very well.
There's a reason why George carries all the money for us.
Well, he carries the group money, but we all have independent spending money.
I mean, you did, but I mean, yes, right.
Yeah, George, don't you hold all the money?
George holds the group money. We all have like our
own. Oh, that's right. That's right.
So I say my wallet says I have $100.
Yeah, I got 50.
I have 260.
Perfect.
Awesome. All right. So do you guys head to the Wing Pop?
Yes, we do.
Wing Pop.
Crossing from the Chili Pop to the Wing Pop, you begin to pass by a policewoman standing kind of in between the two, just making her rounds through the town.
And we continue to pass by the policewoman. Don't make eye contact. Don't say anything. Don't say anything wrong.
I wasn't going to say anything to the police officer.
Good. Let's just keep walking.
Just arbitrarily hear her say, "Keep your noses above the belt and we won't have any issues," as she continues to walk by.
That seems highly inappropriate from an adult to say to children.
We're not children anymore.
Oh, that's right. We're 9 years old.
Yeah.
All 9-year-old adults here.
Yeah. What does she mean by above the belt?
I guess don't put our noses below any belts.
But
don't overthink it. Let's go to the Wings Pop.
Okay.
Heading into the Wings Pop, it is a much busier spot than the Chili Pop. And you see a lady behind the counter. She's very pretty. And there's a lot of patrons. And she has breakfast wings, lunch wings, and dinner and dessert wings up on the menu. and she is serving buckets of wings all over the place.
Dessert first.
Breakfast and dessert.
Dessert first.
We're adults. We can have dessert for breakfast.
So many.
Mom would never let us do this, but we could totally have dessert first right now.
We'll just get them all at the same time, and then you can eat them in any order.
Wait, what did Grizzle want?
He just wanted a bucket.
He just wanted a bucket of
bucket wings.
So lunch ones for him, and then we can just steal a couple of his.
Wow. If we try them all first, we figure out what's our favorite. We buy a bucket of those, and then if they're not his favorite and he doesn't want them, we get more wings.
That is a great idea.
Well, there's four buckets of wings, right?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert?
If we get all four, we can just like mix and match all the wings into everything, and then you get to try them all.
Like an everything bagel?
Like an everything bucket of wings.
Okay, so we say we want four flavors, one bucket.
No, four buckets. One flavor each bucket. So like breakfast bucket, lunch bucket, dinner bucket, and dessert bucket.
Yeah, because
and then we just, who's got clean hands?
Not me.
You guys slept in a playground last night and have done nothing to clean yourselves up.
I mean, they're not the cleanest they've ever been.
All right, well. But
I was petting Loglet all night, and I lift my hands up, and they're just covered in, like, dirt and, like, a couple splinters here and there.
Who's next? Come up to the counter.
We want all your wings, and we need to wash our hands.
Oh, okay.
Bathroom. Yeah, bathroom.
The bathroom's right over there. I'll get you four buckets of wings. Do you guys want to pay for those now?
I gotta go wash my hands first before I touch the money, and then wash my hands again after I touch the money. So we'll be right back. I have all the money. Don't listen to these two.
Just all right. I will wait for you guys to return before we start your order.
Give her the dirty money.
Oh, fine. Here, take some dirty money. And just.
All right. Because you bought four buckets, you get a special. It's only $35.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, you're way better than Chili Pop.
Don't I know it?
Oh.
What does that mean?
That's good.
That bastard Ringo's been trying to run me out of town, but I make a obviously better product than he does.
Oh, you don't have to worry about Ringo. Not much of a threat.
He's going to be even less of a threat when I'm done.
What?
Do tell.
Well,
pray tell.
See, I'm looking to put the final nail in that bastard's coffin. He's been trying to burn my building down for days now.
In what ways?
He tried to set my grease trap on fire, then he tried to set my grease pit on fire, and then he just tried to set me on fire.
Okay, guys. So
he ran away giggling that last time, though.
We know the grease fire might not work.
I've had to install so many sprinklers, but I tell you what, I've got a plan to get him back. I'll run that bastard right out of business.
And your grass does look really good.
Yeah.
From the sprinklers.
Yeah, I know, I take care of the outside and the inside.
It's much better than wing... I'm so sorry. Chili Pop, it's hard with two pop stands. I guess you both really loved your fathers. I didn't know my father.
Has nothing to do with that. Pop is an attitude. I didn't know my dad either, or my mom.
We have so much in... Oh, I know my mom.
I know you three, though.
What?
What?
Yeah, you guys were kids. I used to live in Wingdale. You don't remember me?
That's why you look so familiar, and why you made Wing Pop. Because you're from Wingsdale.
Exactly. I'm trying to spread the wing love all throughout the world.
Guys, I'm just being really nice. I can't place her. I don't remember her at all.
I don't know her. You never left the house. How would she know you?
I think I babysat.
Went glasses two ways. I can look out windows. I learned a lot about...
So one of you's name is like Oak, and another one's like Birch and something. You guys have weird names, right?
Your name's...
Yeah, yeah, no, strange. No, yeah, yeah. Oak, Birch, and...
Beech.
Cedar.
Cedar.
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
Oak, Birch, and Cedar. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Anyway, you guys go wash your hands. I'm going to think of something real quick. I wonder if you guys could help me out. But I...
Okay.
All right.
All right.
I don't want to talk to you while you have grubby hands.
Yeah, and you still have to make our wings. And
yeah.
And go to the bathroom. Go to the bathroom.
Okay.
All
right. And I walk right into the toilet stall.
Good job. Checking to make sure no one else is in here.
What?
Check the other stalls, too.
Yeah, go look in the other stalls, too.
Do you guys have toilet paper in your stalls? Because I need some over here.
We weren't going to go to the... You're going to the bathroom.
You just said go to the bathroom. You just said go to the bathroom. I just ate all that chili. You know how chili works in my tummy. There are way too many beans.
Guys, I really need that toilet paper now.
Forget it. My hands are already dirty. I gotta do this.
I didn't find toilet paper. I'm sorry.
Loglet.
I can
grow me some leaves.
I can send my seahorn over there to squirt you clean.
Oh, like a bidet.
Yes.
I've just been pulling bark off of Loglet.
Oh my god.
Oh wait.
The fuck?
It doesn't look like it hurts him.
Everywhere you pull bark off. Wiping your ass with bark.
It's the only, he wouldn't give me any toilet paper.
He extends a vine full of leaves.
Nice. Thanks, Loglet. You get it. I guess with log in your name, you'd have to understand.
Okay, so now that we're in the bathroom and we're like alone and like nobody else is in here, right?
Yeah, there's no one else in here.
You go wash your hands, Mabel.
Yes, I did that.
Okay.
This lady sounds really nice. I don't know. Maybe we should not burn her store down.
I mean,
it sounds like
she's already ready for us to burn it, like for it to get burned down again. Well, attempted to.
That's true. So it might be even harder.
Yeah.
Well, they do say that two dogs don't win a fight. No, that's not it. Two wrongs don't make a right. So if she also wants to burn his place down, we probably just shouldn't burn any down.
Yeah, but if two lefts make a right.
I don't really want to get into politics.
But she didn't say she wanted to burn down his place.
She said
she wanted to run him out of town.
Oh, that sounds even more nefarious.
Yeah.
We should listen to her offer and then leave the store and discuss it. And then bring the wings over to, what's his name?
Yeah.
And then maybe confront him on the fact that he has potentially tried to burn this place down so many times. And then how maybe we shouldn't, because she does seem awfully prepared with all the sprinklers.
Or we get the bucket of wings,
mm-hmm.
hear the offer,
mm-hmm.
drop it off.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to the playground, because my squirrel really wants to go to the playground.
I do like the playground.
And just leave these two fuckwits to deal with each other. The police officer lady told us to keep our nose above the belt.
That's a good point.
I don't know what that means.
I think she was calling us short, but I wasn't sure.
Maybe it's something to do with that's where all the smells are, and that's how you can tell where the good food is, because your nose is above the belt. Or was she saying we were short? We'll have to figure that one out sometime.
She wasn't propositioning us.
What does that mean?
Never mind.
Oh.
Let's go see if our wings are done. Our hands are clean now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, we've washed our hands. How are the wings going?
Oh, they're great.
Excellent.
Randall just finished them up, and we'll bring them over to that table over there. You guys want to sit in that booth?
Oh, five buckets to go, please.
Four.
Oh.
I thought we were buying one for our bonus one for...
I'm just going to make him one from the four that we have.
Yeah, no, we're gonna combine all four.
Oh!
We're going to empty out, like...
Four full buckets and a spare for the bones, please.
You got it. You guys really want him to go? You don't want to talk? Hear me out?
Okay. Well, no, we'll sit at the booth, but we're going to be messing around with the chicken wings.
That's fine. You can mess around with anything.
Yeah.
Randall, watch the counter, and you see a large lavamander meander up to the counter, and it looks like a newt, and it has fire and steam spraying out of its body at random times. And it's wearing a nice chef's apron and has a large cleaver in its hand, and it burps out fire every now and then.
I bet you that's why this place doesn't burn down.
That's Randall. He's my lava mander. He's fine.
No, you have to... Your systems are probably set up so that he doesn't burn your place down.
Oh, yeah, that's one reason why the inside doesn't burn down. Here, let's get over to this booth. And she helps bring your four buckets plus the one empty bucket over to the booth.
Okay, Miss Rachel, what is your proposition?
So, I don't want to do anything, like, too terrible to Ringo. I actually find him kind of cute in a very annoying way. But I do want to... him to stop selling chili in this town. And I definitely want him to stop trying to burn down my store. Everything I own is here. So all I want to do is remind people how terrible his chili is and how sick it made them a few years back. He got a lot of people sick. And I don't really want to make people sick again, but maybe like a little sick isn't too terrible. Just enough to be like, well, this chili guy is really irresponsible. So I was thinking maybe somebody could sneak some of that very old well water into his chili pot.
I have a better solution.
Okay.
What if you just ask him to come work with you because you think he's cute and he can just have all the good wings he wants to eat every lunch break, and then he'll just leave his chili place behind because he likes your wings.
No, he threw a Molotov cocktail at me last weekend, and I just can't deal with that anymore, so...
Well, what I'm saying is seduce him Maple. With love. What?
He also thinks you're cute, and sometimes, you know...
You!
George! He doesn't know how to express these feelings. They're, you know, they make him feel very hot, and so he's like, let me just throw my Molotov cocktail of love at her business.
Yeah.
No, he threw it at me. Literally, what? It hit me in the head. Well, luckily, he didn't. He had the top on still, and the rag wasn't in there. I don't think he knows the concept. Either way, listen, if you guys don't want to put the very old well water in his chili, I understand, and I'm just going to go back over there.
So, like, I liked this girl in our neighborhood one time. Her name was Jenny, and I wanted to get her attention to let her know mm-hmm. that I liked her. But the thing is, I never really left the house because it's really safe in the house. So I got this hive of bees that was up just outside the window in the eaves. And I threw it at her because I wanted to get her attention. And that's how I showed her my love. And it sounds like Ralph is just showing you his love in the same manner. Did you catch on fire?
You know how, like, when you watch animes or something and, like, somebody blinks after hearing something ridiculous, and you're like, blink, 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 blink. Yeah, that's the exact sound you hear as she stares at you. And I did not get caught on fire, luckily. However, I wish police woman Carrie was around so she could have fucked him up royally. But listen, I don't think I could emotionally be available for Ringo until after I destroy him professionally. That comes first.
Right. So what if he closes down his store? I don't want him to work for me.
Yes. We'll force him to close down his store and be embarrassed. I'll undercut him on his wages when he comes groveling to me for the only job that he's qualified for. And then eventually we can become lovers.
What the fuck is wrong with these adults?
You just want us to burn your store down and you want us to all sorts of
shit. Shut up, George.
I know wanted the three of you to burn this place down. He asked you to.
No, he didn't. He asked us to get him chicken wings because he doesn't want to come here, and he did say you were attractive.
Oh my God, you're not giving him my wings, are you?
No. No. We used his money to get the extra bucket.
Is that what the fifth bucket's for?
No, it's for
the fifth bucket's for the well, actually, it's so that we can mix and match all the wings into one bucket, so then you can like have like dessert and not know if you're getting breakfast on the next
day.
You want
to know how bad his lunch. Chili sucks? Whoa. He's been paying people to come in here and get buckets of wings, and he's adding my chicken wings to his chili to make it better.
My squirrel liked it.
Of course your squirrel liked it.
Is that the secret ingredient he was talking about?
Probably.
He said it was a secret recipe.
Oh, I thought he said he had a secret ingredient.
No, recipe.
Recipe.
Yeah, but she didn't tell us what she's going to give us either.
I will tell you.
Like,
I'll give you each a very special.
I didn't see you there so close to us, Rachel.
I'm sitting at the same booth as you guys. It's very hard to not hear your conversation.
Well, you're supposed to kind of just pretend you don't hear when two people are whispering in front of you.
Oh, I apologize. I'll pretend like I didn't hear any, and you guys can just cue me back in.
No, now that she already knows. I want to know what she's offering, because he's offering a recipe that says... He says it's good for fire pals. And she just asked us to give everybody food poisoning.
Not poison. We're just going to make him a little sick.
Okay. Rachel.
Yes.
I would like to ask you to please explain to George how this situation will benefit him. Go.
Okay. So whoever helps me pour some very old well water into this bastard's chili pot, I'm going to give them a super mega ultra bucket of wings, which will increase any pal's level by one.
Well, that sounds better than the recipe.
Can we just buy that?
No.
Okay, we can discuss now. Looks like there's more people who need wings.
Looks like there's more people that need to sit down. We should go outside.
Yeah, let's go finish lunch at the playground and pal around out there.
Yes.
And we'll talk it over and we'll figure out if we're coming back and if we're going to...
Oh, you'll be back for the wings at least. All right, bye. I got things to do. And she scampers off.
I don't like her.
Do these wings have drugs in them or something that we're going to want to come back? So what?
I don't know. I haven't tried them.
I've just been mixing them. Like, I've been, like, one breakfast, one dessert, one, and then just, like, throwing them all into this extra bucket.
I prefer the depressive desperation of old Ringo versus the awkward, heated hostility of Miss Rachel.
How much older than us are they? Like,
they're at least 12.
Yeah, it's hard to tell. You know,
they've already gone through puberty.
They're full adults. Yeah, they have gone through puberty, or at least are in it. It's very difficult to tell.
Oh, they're in puberty.
Okay.
That makes more sense.
What if we
16-year-olds
burn down the chili place, poison the chicken wings, and then they'll both be really confused, and the police will think that they did it to each other?
Because they kind of are.
They really are. They're just trying.
I mean, do we really even have to, like, get involved with that? Like, do you really want that bucket of chicken?
No.
Like, I kind of wanted to see what that recipe does for fire pals, but...
I came here to do two things. Catch pals and fuck up the strong boys.
What if we just tell them both we did the thing they want us to do?
Well, we'd have to burn down a... How can you tell somebody that you burned down a build?
Well, he just told us to start the grease trap on fire. Like, you know.
Oh, she put it out.
What if we get a bunch of the chili and we leave it, the buckets exposed in various places around the wing place? And then different flame pals are more than likely to swing over to eat from them. And then while eating, they are going to flatulate these flames right into the fire trap. And then we just have to figure out how to let nature poison everyone through the guy's shop. Or are we taking sides?
I
still can't tell. I really think they're both meant for each other in the worst ways.
It does seem that way.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely seem like they have a thing for each other instead of a sick, twisted teenager way.
Sounds like they both have a plan A and we need to make up a plan B.
God damn it, Mom.
She was wise.
She should have never taught you that.
She's very smart.
While you're all discussing this, I will say, within the bucket of wings, each of you can also take either a chicken wing flat or a chicken wing drum, which can be fed to one of your pals. The flat will permanently raise one pal's use of one move by two, and the drum will permanently increase one pal's attributes all by one. I believe, actually, Poplar and George, you guys received one of these each at the end of last session as well.
I do have a chicken wing flat. Permanently raise one.
I used it on the squirrel to raise all the attributes.
Okay.
I want a drumstick then. I'm going to use it on the squirrel again.
These are something they got last session?
Nine.
They each got one last session from the shopkeep. However, everybody can take one or the other of these wing types now and give them to whatever pal you decide.
I'm going to do the attributes by one.
All right.
She only was going to give us one bucket of wings. Like one bucket. So that means that we'd have to choose between all nine of our pals.
She was going to give you one bucket for each person.
Ah. Oh, I thought she was just going to give like the three of us one bucket. And then it's like, we're going to fight each other for the bucket.
No, there'll be three buckets given.
All right. I don't like either of them. I don't like either situation.
Well, let's drop off the mixed bucket of wings to, what was his name? Grizzle? Griddle?
Ringo?
Ringo.
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 Like Ringo Starr.
Oh, man.
So I made that joke about no one's going to remember him.
I already had forgotten
it. Yeah.
I thought it was Grizzle.
From the Beatles? Grizzle, the drummer?
The fifth Beatle.
Yeah, he liked to eat a lot of deep fried things. Steaks, and he cut off all the grizzle, but eat it separately before the steak. Sorry.
It's all right. Do y'all leave the chili, the wings pop?
Oh, I thought we were already outside discussing this, yeah. So Rachel couldn't all hear right. us.
Yeah. Everybody make me an observation roll. And yes, Rachel did not hear at the end of your conversation, no matter what.
Eight.
Six.
Two. All right. Very observant early in the morning. Y'all just can continue on your way.
Don't see anything. So should we go back to the chili spot and give this guy his wings before we go back to playing on the playground? Or should we just go and eat our wings and let his get cold?
We're going to give him his wings. But what if we give him food poisoning? Like she wants to do to everybody. And then he'll get really upset. And then he'll go confront her. And maybe he'll start the fire. And we can just go to the playground and play on the what was the thing that you were playing on? That springy thing with the alligator looking sawtooth nose thing.
Oh, the crazy pal.
Yeah, and then like we can like thunderdome our pals inside of the thunderdome. Like, yo, I'm pretty sure my pal's gonna kick your ass.
Well, I'm gonna use that one I don't like because I don't want Loglet to get hurt.
Yeah, but we're in town. We can just go to the one place and like they fix it.
That's what the Thunderdome is for.
Yeah, Thunderdome. There can only be one.
Oh, okay, I guess.
You remember that guy that Mom brought around? You know, he always said there can only be one.
Oh, you know, that's always why I hid in my bedroom, because I just thought he was freaked out by the three of us and thought two of us had to go.
It's making a lot of sense now. I was always confused by when you would do that.
Yeah, I didn't know it was a movie reference. I thought it was just time to hide so that we, you know, stayed alive. It was survival, pure survival.
I remember it differently.
Well, I gotta say, I really do enjoy this idea that we poison the wings and then give the wings to him. Not like bad poison, like funny poison. Can you put laughing gas in wings? I'm not really a scientist. I'm just an adult 9-year-old.
No, she wants us to put the well water inside of his chili stuff. So, okay. Like, we'll just take the well water, take it out, and then we'll, like, dump the bucket of wings that we're going to give to him in, swish it around, strain it out, and throw the wings back in the bucket, and, like, drop it and get the fuck out of there and go to the playground. Because I really want to go play, like, Thunderdome and whoop your pal's ass.
You know, sometimes when you say stuff like that, I remember about you watching all those murder mysteries.
Yeah.
You watched a lot of that, and it stuck. I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
Well, okay, let's go to the well.
Makes sense, right? Right, yeah. George? Like,
sounds good to me. It? We'll go poison everybody. But not poison, just make them a little sick.
No, we're just poisoning Ringo.
Oh, yeah, just Ringo.
Yeah, no, we're just going to give Ringo food poisoning so that he gets mad at Rachel.
Ringo okay, and yeah. Rachel.
Sure.
So far, Ringo's the safest one. He only wants us to hurt a building. Rachel wants us to hurt an entire town because she doesn't live here and she doesn't care about the local folk.
She also doesn't know our names.
Not technically.
Well, she remembers us, but she doesn't remember our names. So.
Oh, well, let's go give him these tainted wings now.
Yes.
So have you gone to the well?
Well, we have to go to the well first.
Oh, yeah. We have to go to the well?
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought we already went to the well.
On the way to the well. On the way, like, we're on the way to the well.
Yeah, I feel like we were just standing outside, and we kind of start. We'd start like walking toward the chili place, like, "Yeah, we're gonna do that," and then we kind of start walking back toward the wing place, like, "But we could do that," and then just like kind of just stuck until we're like, "Well," and then just.
All right, so you head over to the very old well, and it is very old. It's pretty dilapidated. However, it does still have a rope that descends down into the well, and you can see that there is water at the bottom. You can't see a bucket because it may be in the water. But that's what the old well's got going on.
Pull up the
rope. Pull the rope.
All right, yeah, I start pulling the rope up.
All right. Why don't you all make me an observation check to look down in this well while you pull on the rope?
Oh, shit. Yay, I beat 10, 11, 14.
10.
All right. While you're pulling on the rope, it's, it gives quite a bit of resistance at first. And as you all kind of like peer over the edge, you can definitely see something holding onto the bucket.
Drop the bucket!
It lets go before you have to drop the bucket, and the bucket shakes and continues to climb up as you pull it.
Guys, there was definitely something on that bucket.
Yeah, I thought.
Should I put this frog in the bucket and drop it back down there?
Oh, maybe we should put a wing in the bucket. But okay.
I don't know about that.
Did it look like a human hand or like a pal?
It definitely was not human.
It doesn't necessarily make me more excited. I mean, I just learned about pals.
He's got water pals.
I'm still dropping.
So, like, he could, like, throw his frog down there. Or, like, his eel.
Put the frog in the bucket. Lower the bucket back down.
Before he does that, I'm
grabbing
water.
I'll give Pop the fishing stick. Fishing pole.
The fishing stick. Okay, so, Poplar, you kept the well water.
Yeah, I'm going to...
Okay.
Dumped it over the chicken wings that were given to Ringo and then, like, poured it back out and, like, handed him back the bucket as he put his, like, and he put his frog in it.
It smells very gross and very swampy. And then we put the bog frog...
The bog frog.
...down the bucket into the well.
Yep.
Okay. And are you lowering it all the way down?
Slowly lowering it, listening to the frog to see if it starts making more frog noises, like it's scared, or if it's just like, this is cool.
It makes a lot of frog noises the closer it gets to the water. And as it does, you hear the water splash around vigorously, and you hear something leave the water and smash back down, and you feel a quick tug on the bucket.
I quickly yank the bucket back up, make sure my frog is okay.
Your frog is passed out.
Oh, no, the bog frog has passed out. Something bad is down there, guys. All right, I put the bog frog back in his little home trap thing. And then I say, all right, we're going to figure this out.
All right, Loglet, back in your trap. I'm going to let out Ewok. First, I'm going to give him this really cool opening theme song. All Wooks like this type of music. Let's go, Ewok.
And then I want Ewok to do a spark attack into the water in the well.
Okay.
I want to see if I can stun whatever's down there.
You send the spark attack down, and it hits the water. And as soon as it does, the water explodes into action. And quicker than you guys could pull up the bucket yourselves, the top of the well blows off. And landing in front of you is a very strange-looking pal. It looks like a tadpole that's bigger than the size of a fully grown person. And it has very muscular arms and legs. And an evil grin as it poses in different bodybuilder poses. Everybody get ready to fight.
That's terrifying. I'm getting out my buzz eel.
I already had out my furl, but he's a...
I totally take it back.
Bring him back in and put out the grasshopper.
Yeah, I'm going to swap out Ewok for Loglet quick here. Mainly because of the size.
All right.
So my bog frog's just been KO'd.
Yes.
That's how he spends most of his time.
Did he get any XP?
Isn't he level 2?
Yes.
Poor guy.
Been knocked out before he's gotten any XP. Every time.
I choose you.
This will make me stronger. Boom. Wakes up and he's like, am I any stronger?
Are you proud of me, Dad?
Who's everybody using?
I'm using Crickhopper.
Okay.
It's only got 2 agility.
I'm using the Buzz Eel. It has 4 agility because I gave it whichever one of the chickens gives you an increase in each one of those things.
Okay.
I'm using Loglet.
All right. Cool. What's your agility? Is that a 12?
I just boosted it to a 12.
Well, in that case, you and I need to roll off to find out who's going first because I also have the Bradpole also has an agility of 12.
15.
Bradpole got a 16.
Nice.
So the Bradpole is going to go first. And the Bradpole, like, he gets into a very specific stance. And you can see that a blue energy begins to swirl around him. And his muscles in both his arms and his legs begin to pulsate and grow. However, he just stands there in ready position. And it would be the leaflet. Or the loglet, sorry, up next.
Okay. I'm going to use Bluster. It is a special attack that impairs the target's accuracy.
So you're going to roll agility plus 1d6 versus his strength.
So 12 plus 2, 14.
All right, and that is a tie, and I think we said ties go to the attacker, right?
Yeah. Cool.
All right, so the Bradpole's accuracy has been impaired. And between the Buzz Eel and the Crickhopper, who's got a higher agility?
Buzz Eel's got the 4.
All right, let's see it, Buzz Eel.
All right, so the Buzz Eel is going to attack the Bradpole.
Okay.
I'm going to use the Shocker. The Buzz Eel is going to come at the Bradpole with the head and then whip around the tail and try and smack it with the tail at the same time.
Okay.
From the Shocker. And I rolled a 5. My strength is a 6.
11.
Okay, so an 11?
Yeah.
An 11 hits. How much damage does it do?
1d6. 5.
Is that a normal move or an electric?
That is an electric move.
All right, so it actually does 10, right?
Nice.
Crickhopper, what you got?
I'm just going to do a pinch attack with 7 to hit.
A 7 does not hit.
Yep.
It is back to the Bradpole's turn, and he shifts his posture slightly, and you see even more of this blue energy kind of surge around him and go into his muscles, and they grow even bigger. However, he still remains just holding his ground.
All right, I am going to, I guess, do a deconstructed paper cut.
Okay.
Which is a plant-based attack. 1d6 of damage. I rolled a 3, so...
Did you roll the hit first?
Oh, no, I didn't. I have to roll strength plus 1d6. Okay, yep. So that would be... So that 3 would actually be added to my strength, which is a 15.
Okay, definitely beats its defense.
Cool. 2.
So that does 4 because it is a plant type over a water type.
Awesome.
Wait, plant does more to water?
Mm-hmm. Always has, homie.
Ah.
Top row, third from the right.
Buzz Eel, it is back to your turn.
The Buzz Eel is going to come back around for another shocker on this Bradpole.
Okay.
I am surprised.
All right, so strength plus 1d6. I got an 11.
An 11 hits.
And 2 points of electric damage.
All right, so that would be doubled, right?
I believe so.
All right.
How beat up looking is this thing?
It looks like it's almost about half beat up.
Dude, I'm pretty sure even at a max, I can't hit this thing. If I roll the 6, I get 10. Is it...
Its defense is 9, so you could...
Oh, I have to roll above a 5.
Mm-hmm.
Easy peasy.
Easy peasy.
You got it.
That's a 1. Oh, no, I hurt myself.
So go ahead and roll your damage.
4.
All right.
Son of a bitch.
Well, look, it's just the pal hurting itself, and it's not actually physically hurting Poplar.
Yeah, somehow my grasshopper, like, bit its face.
All right. At this, it is back to the Bradpole's turn, and he takes a hop back and then springs forward with all his might, doing a super mega tadpole punch, in which he does 3d8 damage. And if his accuracy is impaired when he goes to do this, it actually gets moved to improved. So he's going to attack the loglet.
That's fucked up.
How much HP does the loglet have?
30.
30.
Oh, shit. I'm over here with 8 and, like, 6.
Yeah.
Like, that 3d8, that's going to destroy.
That thing's a level 10. He has a really strong mon.
Oh, I got to roll to attack first.
Pal?
Pal. Palmon. Pal world. Pal.
Palamon.
Palamon.
Yeah, he hits. he hits. He's pretty strong, so he hit for a 35.
Holy fuck.
Hold on. He didn't do 35 damage. That was just his attack roll to say.
Oh.
But he does do 21 damage.
Okay.
Oh my god.
And then it is the loglet's turn.
All right. Well, that did not discourage me.
You just like snapped your log.
All right, I'm going to use mushroom missiles, or Loglet will use mushroom missiles to attack. 15.
That hits, yeah.
All right, then I have to roll a d8. 2, and it reduces the target's strength by 1.
Okay. Buzz Eel.
The Buzz Eel's turn? Okay. So this time, Buzz Eel is going to use the special attack. I'm just kidding. I'm going to use the shocker again.
Okay.
All right. Oh, I got a 12 to hit.
12 hits, yeah.
And a 4 for electric damage.
All right, so that actually does 8.
Oh, yeah, I totally forgot I did technically 4 damage last turn. That was nice.
Yes.
I was all bummed out about that, too. Feel better about it now.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to capture it.
I was going to say, Pops, he's looking pretty.
All right, you're rolling a pal trap at it?
Yeah.
So give me a d20, and it'll go against its strength plus HP. So you need a 17 or higher to catch.
That's a 1.
Pretty close.
Pretty close.
You drop it on your foot.
I actually, like, throw it into the back of the crick hopper's head. Like, just, sorry. I really want to get rid of this crick hopper.
All right. And the Bradpole hops back and forth, slightly in a fighting stance, and then a slimy ooze begins to emit from his skin, and it kind of coats his entire body. And
what color is it?
Clear. Clearish white.
Guys, I'm worried he's getting lubed up over there. What's happening?
Yes.
Does he start doing better poses, too?
He increases his agility by 2.
Oh my god, he's got all oiled up, and now he's doing even better poses.
And it is the Loglet's turn.
Okay, Loglet is going to use the deconstructed paper cut. So off of its vine, various leaves form and compress and shoot out toward the bro pole. That was close, but that's not it.
Bradpole.
Bradpole. 16 on strength.
That hits, yeah.
And a 2 of plant damage.
That's a total of 4?
Mm-hmm.
And with that, the Bradpole hits the ground and passes out. Each of you are going to gain, well, each of your pals are going to gain 18 XP.
Nice.
Damn.
And the Bradpole was defeated. And it just kind of dematerializes and disappears.
I think I found a way that you can possibly could level up your frog.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You just put it in the fight and hope that it doesn't get attacked.
Well, gotta get him woken up first. He's been taking a nap.
All right.
All right, so I leveled up my Buzzeel to level 3.
Awesome. So that gains plus 2 HP for your Buzzeel, and you gain a plus 1 to any attribute of your choice. Your Crickhopper probably definitely just leveled up.
It's 2 away.
Oh, okay. I was wrong.
Yeah.
You hate the Crickhopper, though.
I know.
I'm trying to figure out if it's going to be cheaper to use my sports drink or to go to the hospital and pay.
The PAL Center's for free.
Yeah.
We're going to go to the PAL Center.
Cool.
Well, let's drop off the chicken wings, and then we'll run over to the PAL Center, and then we're going to the Thunderdome.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to have the squirrel heat them up, too.
Sounds good to me.
So we're heading back to Chili Pop?
Yeah, we're running into Chili Pop. We're going to toss him his wings and say we're going to contemplate. Consider his offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll be back maybe.
So you go to Chili Pop?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You walk in, and Ringo is still behind the counter. The restaurant is still devoid of any customers, and you just see him shoving a rag in the end of a glass bottle.
Hey, man. Yeah, she was fully prepared for fire. That plan, that didn't work. She said you've been at it all week. You didn't give us the full story here.
You didn't ask for it anyways, but you know what? I got a better plan.
What's that?
You take this, right? And you go and you just throw it in the middle of the restaurant.
Oh.
Boom. All of Ringo's problems are solved.
So
we'll think about
We'll think about that. Here's your chicken wings though.
Oh yeah, this is gonna bring people in, and he takes the bucket of wings and dumps it into his chili pot.
All right, so
Oh, there we go.
Fuck.
Special ingredient. Was that all 4 kinds? That's gonna be wild. I wonder, this is an experimental chili for sure.
So, have you ever fought in a Thunderdome before?
No.
Do you wanna close down the store and come fight in the Thunderdome?
For a little bit.
I'm going to have lunch rushes coming in any time now. I can feel it.
I think we both know they're going to Wings Pop.
We know they're going to Wing Pop. Maybe you can impress Rachel? Was her name Rachel?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can impress Rachel by like beating up like 3 children.
You want
in
me to
park.
Beat her up? Oh, those 3 children are back at the park?
What?
No, wait, we're not kids.
No, you are men.
Yeah, you want to get in a fight with 3 guys in the park?
No, I'm not a fighter.
No, it's a pal fight.
I don't have any.
You live in Pal World and you don't have any pals?
Yeah.
I thought it was like a law once you became an adult. You had to have pals.
Did your mom?
No, I just learned about this yesterday.
All right, then I guess the rules are all kind of screwy, huh? Anyways, I just want you to burn down Wings Pop. Ever since she came in here, she's been running me out of business. I can't stand those chicken wings except for when they're in my mouth. But the rest of it drives me nuts.
Could I see the recipe that you're trying to have us get?
No.
Well, you did promise us.
You promised us a recipe.
You said you were going to burn down the building.
No. We said we were going to try.
We said we were going to try, but you had already...
Sounds like you all chickened out really quick.
We said we were going to do reconnaissance.
Light the bin on fire.
I lit the bin on fire and it immediately got put out. She's ready for fire. You started too many fires.
Well, that's why you got to take this and throw it in the middle and on the floor. You know, just throw it at your feet or something.
Her chef is a monster made of fire. She's prepared for fire on the inside.
Oh, my God.
She is more ready for fire than you.
Her building is so well insured by fire. If you light it on fire, she'll easily be able to build one that's 3 times as a size and 3 times the efficiency. She'll probably be able to hire on another cook.
She wants you to work for her.
Oh, well, I couldn't do that. She makes wings. This is Chiliville, not Wingsdale.
Okay.
You put wings in the chili.
No, I didn't. You didn't see that. No one saw that.
We all saw... We
knew it before we saw you do it because she told us that's what you do.
She knows.
Oh, she just knows everything now, doesn't she?
Well,
that
I have
damn cop always watching what I'm doing.
You said you like her, right?
No, I hate her. I want her gone.
Okay, well, she said to tell you.
No.
No?
No.
That
no,
you
no, don't,
should have
no,
a great
no,
day.
Yeah. Well, no, she gonna, told she did not say
not
have
so
a
many
great
words.
Day.
No,
you know
she
what?
Said
she
you
said
should leave
that you should leave town.
Well, you know what? You know what I'll do? Different campaign. Instead of lighting her on fire, because that police officer really fucked me up last time, you go into that wing spot again with samples of my chili, and you give them to everybody while they're there. Just pass them out on the tables, you know? Hey, like advertisement.
Why don't you go?
I can't go in there. You
can, and just be nice.
My reputation will be ruined if I go into that wings pop.
But to be honest, I don't think she has the best reputation. She's kind of a lot like you.
Yeah.
An emotional recluse.
A monster. Well.
She did say if you burn your store down and go kiss her feet, more or less, you could think about being able to work for her and then also...
No, she said that she would hire him as a cook if he, like, became destitute.
I can't make wings.
Destitute?
All I can do is pour stuff into this pot.
It sounded like she wasn't too worried about the wings thing and more about interpersonal relationships.
She said eventually.
Yeah.
No, wait. No, we're not telling him these things.
No, we're definitely not.
Anyway, enjoy your chicken wings. We're going to leave now.
I will. And you know what?
Can I have that Molotov cocktail, though? That you want us to...
We already took that. That's...
He wants us to throw it on the floor. He didn't say light it. He said just throw it on the floor.
No, I changed my mind. Remember, advertisement opportunities. And he just tosses the bottle into the soup, into the chili pot as well.
I don't think there's a recipe.
What was in that bottle?
But... flammable stuff.
Maybe it was good things if he just put it in there because people eat that. He serves that to people.
What people? Do you see any people here?
That's a good point.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Yeah.
Come fight in the Thunderdome.
Yeah.
I won't.
Okay.
Not allowed to have pals anymore.
Whoa.
Keep walking. Nope, Maple. Nope, nope, nope. You don't want to know. We got to go to the Pal Mart.
It's one of those things where my body is continuing forward, but my head just keeps staying right there.
Can we block this door from the outside somehow?
I told you we should just throw the Molotov cocktail on here.
We just poisoned all of his food.
We did not.
He did.
We have witnesses. One, two, one, two, one, two. That's six.
Ironclad.
Six adults.
Head above belt. And I'm just going to start walking toward the...
Thunderdome.
No, we're going...
Maybe we should go to the PAL Center.
Oh, we're going to the PAL Center because his frog's unconscious.
Yeah, I forgot Loglet kind of got the poop kicked out of...
Actually, run over to the chicken wing place and tell her that we poisoned his food and we'll get the bucket of wings.
It's on the way.
But then we don't have a corroboration of witnesses.
We'll all go. It's on the way. We can stop and we'll all get a bucket of wings.
And then we should tell her the truth about how we watched him poison his own food with our...
We just tell her we did what she wanted.
We did what she wanted. Now somehow she has to get people to eat there.
Maybe we just leave it up to the...
I wonder if she's going to close for the
afternoon. Non-definitive...
She closes for the afternoon.
The chili was definitely poisoned.
For lunch.
We can tell her that he did have the chicken wing idea, like she said, and maybe she'll go over there or like...
Or just leave it vaguely there. The chili is poisoned.
Yeah.
Check. Give us chicken.
Give us the bucket of chicken. Yeah.
Or we can be even more vague, like, we stopped by the well, and we saw Ringo.
Yeah.
You guys used to watch those movies over my shoulders, didn't you?
Well, no, I just don't want to lie, but we don't have to tell the whole truth.
To the wing place.
Let's get some wings.
You go in, and the wings pop is even busier than it was earlier. Now, about noontime, the lunch wings seem to be the most popular thing being ordered, and Rachel is behind the counter serving many guests.
Rachel, we got that thing done for you.
She stops everything immediately and looks at the three of you. Come here, come here.
I wink and give her the okay signal.
Oh, yeah. All right. Go back behind the store.
Okay.
I'll have 3 megabucket of wings back there ready for you. The lava mander will drop them off. Thanks again, boys.
Okay.
Come back later. I'll give you each more free wings, but not super duper special wings like these ones, just regular wings. Dessert wings. Okay. Dessert wings for all the boys.
Yeah, that sounds delicious.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Rachel.
I'm definitely going to quietly, you guys go out, get the chicken. I'm going to watch and make sure they're bringing out fresh chicken and we're not getting screwed into some weird chicken that's been sitting out there for 3 hours or some craziness. I want to see it come from the hopper to us. I don't trust her.
You see the lava mander clears his preparation space and puts down a whole pile of wings, and he breathes a massive ball of fire onto all of them, cooking them, and he just adds a bunch of spices and goes and gets three golden lined buckets and brings them out the back door hastily.
Okay, as soon as I saw him, see him starting to actually like go like out the back door, I'm going to run right outside and around the building so I can make sure no one tries to take chicken from my bucket and put it in theirs and say, no, that's how they came out.
All right. And the two of you are already behind the building. See him when he comes out, and he has a tray of three of the best-looking buckets of chicken wings that you've ever seen. And these can be used to level up your pal.
These have got to be the best buckets of chicken wings I've ever seen.
They smell amazing.
Dibs on that one.
They're all the same.
That's what you think, but I like the looks of that one.
The Lava Mander gives you two thumbs up and a tail like next to it, so it looks like three. And then he scampers back inside.
Why couldn't she give these to us inside?
I think because of jealousy.
It was a packed house. They might be like, why are they getting a special order?
Mm. And cutting in line.
Mm-hmm. Well, now I want somewhere to sit and eat, so we should just go back inside.
No, we're going over to the Maple.
Oh, the PAL Center's right there.
You can eat them while you walk to the PAL Center.
Okay.
If you want to eat them while you walk to the PAL Center.
Yes.
Walking to the PAL Center, each of you give me an observation roll.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I love looking around this town. It's always so calm and there's not a lot going on.
No, I never really see much.
5.
11.
True to his word.
17.
Okay. Poplar and George, maybe it's because you guys have left the house a few more times than Maple. You see, walking just kind of around the town is a very nerdy looking young lady. She's got some glasses on, a lab coat, a clipboard, and she's just making general observations. And she does look like one of the assistants from Dr. Woodtree's lab.
Hey, George, you want to mess with Maple?
What do you got in mind?
Hey, Maple.
Yeah?
Maple, you see that nerdy looking girl over there?
You mean the smart looking person?
Yeah, smart.
Yeah.
You see how she's got the clipboard?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you remember how Mom used to say about stranger danger?
Yes.
And you never understood really what it meant?
Yeah, it's something about rhyming. I think it was about rhyming. It was an English lesson. Stranger and danger and ranger and granger. Ba-banger. I don't remember the last one.
Combining a few different memories,
I think. Yeah, I think you got a couple of different, like...
Well, it all happened in a very small space, so they all overlap, you know? I'm a very visual rememberer, so if it all happened in the living room, it's hard to, you know, cohesively separate those
memories.
She
has candy.
Oh. Go. Well, candy is dandy.
Yeah, but I think you have to fill out a survey, and me and George really don't want to do that.
I remember there was a strict rule about talking to solicitors. Don't. No eye contact.
Solicitors came over all the time.
I know, that's why there was a rule about no solicitors.
No, we weren't allowed to talk to them.
Right. No, they weren't allowed to talk to me. Oh, was it my fault? You guys got to talk to solicitors?
Got to, had to. Anyway, you should go talk to this.
Made eye contact.
You can solicit them.
You can solicit her.
Okay.
She's got candy.
Okay.
And just remember, stranger danger.
Okay, I'm going to walk right up to her.
She's whistling, trying to mimic a bird that she hears nearby.
So it seems like she's just, it's not that she is whistling out of the idea of enjoying musical sounds, but more that she is potentially trying to imitate said
bird.
Pal? Okay.
Yep.
Hi, excuse me.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hello there.
Hello.
Hello there.
Hi. And to you. Are you a stranger?
No, I mean, yes, in a context, sure, certainly.
Okay, I think that you are in danger.
Oh my god, from what?
I'm not sure, I think it has something to do with the fact that you have candy on you. So if you give me your candy, you will no longer be in danger. I will.
George, has this worked out so much better than I planned?
Are you robbing me?
No, I'm saving your life, or maybe just your time. I'm not sure, but all I know is stranger danger. So you need to give me your candy.
I don't have any candy, and
I'll be right back.
I feel weird. What's your name?
Nope. I gotta go talk to my brothers real quick.
Okay.
Guys. I think she talks by making whistling noises. And she does not have any candy. And she also seemed a little put off when I kept saying stranger danger. I don't think she's aware that she is in danger. So if you want to help me convince her, maybe you guys want to help me talk to her about the danger she's in, and then we get the candy. But she is very much denying the candy aspect of our stranger danger relationship.
George, that worked out so much better than I planned.
That was pretty fun to watch.
I thought you guys didn't want the candy? I thought you wanted the candy.
We were just having a little fun at your expense. We wanted to see she handled that situation.
She doesn't.
It's all right, bro. It's okay. It was just a joke. Let's go to the PAL center. We'll get the frog fixed, and then
No, we shouldn't. We should go talk to her because she was asking for both of you by name.
Each of you make an observation roll right after he says this as well.
4.
I also got a 4.
Oh, good. Oh, this was my very obvious. I'm trying to make it so that I'm playing a trick now, but I don't have any bit of coyness to be able to disguise that fact. Oh, I needed 1 too.
Roll a d20.
11.
11.
Damn it, he fucking...
When you say she's asked for each of you by name, the three of you kind of glance over because you're so convincing, and you see her actually pull out a triangular PAL trap, and she presses the button, and out of it comes a very large woodpecker-looking bird. It does look like a peccate. However, it is definitely not like the ones that you guys saw. And it's just kind of hovering above her as she looks nervously around, taking notes.
Whoa. Was that PAL trap triangle?
It looks like a triangle. It looks like a pyramid, I guess.
Wait, you said she was whistling?
Yeah, she was making, like, bird noises.
And she has a giant bird?
It appears that way.
Interesting. Go see what's going on.
And she knows our names.
She was asking specifically for names.
For
your names.
Wait, for our names, or she knew our names?
We should go talk to her and clarify, because that conversation was a little bit ago. I'll follow you.
Okay. George, you want to introduce yourself, or...
Yeah.
Well, she said she knew our name, so what was her name?
You know, I was really only paying attention to the fact that she was in trouble and needed to share candy with me that she didn't have.
Oh, okay.
All right, his story's starting to fall apart a little bit, but I am intrigued by this bird. We should still go over and talk to her.
Yeah.
I think it was Evelyn.
Evelyn? Evelyn? Elephant? Did you say
Evelyn?
Evelyn.
And the bird flies high up into the air quickly and then comes flying back down, and its beak actually forms into a spiraling drill-type apparatus as it slams down into the ground and then flies back into the air and just hovers around her.
All right, I'm going to just walk over and like, hey, what is going on here with you whistling and that bird? Are you looking for something?
Oh, he's my pal, and he protects me. That other strange boy over there strange man said that I was in danger because of my candy, and I can only assume what that meant. So I just thought it would be prudent to get my pal out while I took some observations here on behest of Dr. Woodtree.
Oh.
Well, we know Dr. Woodtree.
Yeah, and he's our brother. He's just a little slow.
Oh. Oh, are you the three brothers? Wow. Let me see.
And she flips a few pages in her notebook. Poplar, George, and Maple, correct?
That's us.
Yeah,
that's my name.
She didn't know our name.
I was told that you might come through here, and if you did, I was to give you something if you had made enough progress on your journey. How are you all doing? How many pals have you caught?
Three. Oh, I have three.
You each have three?
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's only 9. What a shame. I can't help you until you get to 10.
But I can only have 3 on me at one time. I've only got 2 arms.
No, we can...
That's okay. Anytime you catch more than you can hold, they get stored at the PAL center.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, you never explained this before.
Do you want to play...
I never knew you before.
We didn't know this either.
I explained
that. Must be what she was here to tell us.
Do you want to play Thunderdome with us?
Oh, definitely not.
Oh.
I'm here to take observations and learn more about the bird-type pals.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, we're going to go find a 10th pal. How long are you going to be here? Don't run away.
Typically, this is where I'm stationed.
Oh fancy. Sweet.
Yes.
Speaking of fancy, why was your pal trap looked different than the ones that Professor Woodtree gave us?
Oh, yes, this is something that I've been working on over with Nerd Ryan over in the circular or the spherical house over there. We've been building better pal traps. So this is one. This is a better pal trap. It's easier to catch pals with.
Oh, really?
It is.
We've had some trouble with catching pals, so maybe we should get our hands on some of those. Do you have more?
Oh, I have a few, yes. But I, like I said, I can't give them to you until you've proven yourselves to be worthy enough trainers.
Is it easier to, do you think it's easier because of the shape, the throw? Because, like, it's I'm having pointy. A hard time getting my hand around that square.
Yes, it has nothing to do with that.
Oh, okay.
It was just distinguishing markers. It was an aesthetic choice by the architect.
Oh.
Well, by architect, I mean engineer.
Well, we are going to the Thunderdome.
Well, no, we got to go to the PAL Center.
PAL Center.
And then we're going to go to the Thunderdome.
You walk into the PAL Center, and it has a nice calming presence. And you've been here before, and you see a woman that looks like the same nurse that you talked to both on the trail prior, and that was here the night before. Looking around, you do notice that the building is two stories, which is something that you neglected to realize the last time you were here. But there are plenty of people that are just talking to their pals and have them out, and the counter is open and ready to accept and heal your pals.
I would like to heal my loglet, please.
Okay. You walk up, and Nurse Euphoria is at the counter, and oh my goodness, welcome back, boys.
Wow, you give me a really good feeling for some reason.
That is my job.
You're good at it.
Some of our pals are not feeling so well.
Mine are all fine.
Look.
Oh, wait, no, actually, my crick hopper got hurt.
Yes. It does look like it maybe hurt itself at one point. Yeah, give me, you're sick and you're injured. You're tired and browbeaten.
Here's a frog. He keeps falling asleep when I don't see him.
Oh, yeah. Poor bog frogs. That does happen to them quite often. However, once they take their next step, they're quite formidable. Ba-doop, doop, doo-doo, doop. All right, here's your pals back. They're back in full fighting health.
Excellent.
Awesome.
I just noticed that there's a staircase over there. What's upstairs?
Oh, just a lounge. You know, if you need to kind of hang out or you need just a place to spend the night or something, there's beds upstairs. It's pretty nice.
Are there windows up there?
There are windows up there.
We slept in the park.
Oh, let's go look. We can get a better view on the town. Maybe we can see where we'll stay tonight.
We're staying here tonight if we can stay the night here. We slept in a park last night, Maple.
And it was exciting.
There was a Jimmy next to you.
Well, yeah, we should look better this time. Can you believe what people do on a child's playground? It's terrible.
Yes, there's quite a lot that goes on in that playground. We've kind of discouraged use, which is why we let the tall grass grow in.
Oh, I am so sorry, Miss Euphoria. I did not know you were listening to our inappropriate adult talk about the Johnnies. I do apologize.
That's all right. I am used to it. I'm a nurse.
Oh, well, then you've probably seen a lot everywhere. Of them.
I've seen quite a few.
Yeah, okay. Let's go check out upstairs.
You head up the spiral staircase, and there is a room full of beds. There's a couple of vending machines. Overall, it looks kind of just a place to spend the night if you don't have anywhere else to go. And there is another quote-unquote man, meaning he looks similar in age to yourselves, on one of the beds, and he seems to be crying.
Hello, sir. Are you in danger?
I'm not in danger. Not anymore, I guess.
Okay.
I wanted to be the danger, but that bully Chad beat me. I made it so far in his gym, and then he just kicked my ass.
Oh. Are you talking about the Strong Boy Center?
Yes, over at the Strong Boy Center.
Oh. How did you lose?
Well, his pals beat all of mine until they passed out, and then I woke up here.
Did he have a specific type of pal that beat yours?
Well, I only saw one.
You didn't even get past the first pal?
I got past the first three trainers, and then I got to him. And by that time, my pals were just already beat up, and his loglet came out, and it rolled right over top of my skeeter.
Okay. I am so sorry that you're crying.
That's all right. I'm going to quit being a trainer. So if you guys want this bouncy ball, you can have it. I'm getting out of here. And he leaves a bouncy ball on the bed and runs down the stairs.
What about your pals?
It's a bouncy ball a pal?
It is not a pal. It's a
bouncy ball. What about his pals that he's just...
Yeah, give us your pals.
I already let them go.
Oh, bastard. It's probably also why he was crying.
I'm going to pick the bouncy ball up and just throw it as hard as I can at the floor.
Yes!
Like rage?
It's every 9-year-old adult's dream to watch that happen.
It bounces almost nonstop. Up and down and up and down and up and down and up and down. Who's got pals out?
I have Ewok out right now.
Oh, you don't need to even roll an observation check to realize that. Your Ewok is staring at it intently, and it seems to be drawing the attention of any pals that came out.
Oh, hey guys, I think we can use this to discover that 10th pal and then go talk to the doctor's assistant there.
Well, I'm out of pal traps and like thought we were Thunderdoming.
Oh, while we are still in the pal center, I would like to go use the vending machine because I got $100 and I have a feeling if we end up at the Strong Boy Center after we catch another pal, then I'm going to want as many items that I can use between fights as possible.
What specifically are you looking for at the vending machine?
The sports drinks.
I would like, how much is a rice ball?
Rice balls are $10.
10? All right. Could I get, I guess, one more rice ball, please?
You sure can.
Ball. How much are the poundies?
The sports drinks?
Yeah.
The sports drinks are 15.
I'll take 3 of those, please.
All right. Is anybody else buying anything from a vending machine?
They don't sell traps there, do they?
They do. $50 a piece.
Were they cheaper at the other place?
No, I don't know. Don't look at me. That's the deal.
No, they were not. Don't look at me.
Oh.
They were, but prices have inflated.
Oh, okay.
This is a vending machine.
They had 3 new people come into town last night. You know, things are getting tight. So prices got to go up, supply and demand. Now there are less supply and more demand.
Oh.
Or the same amount of supply, but more demand. So prices have increased.
I'm going to buy 2 soft drinks.
Okay.
You said those were 10?
15.
15. Oh, you...
10 for a rice ball, 15 for a sports drink.
Yeah, I'll buy... you said 15
each? 15 each.
Yeah, so I'll buy 2. All right. That way I can do easier math. Hey, guys, I'm down to my last $20.
I have 45 personal dollars left.
Okay.
Have $195 for all of us.
Oh, the group fund is still going strong. Let's go to the Thunderdome.
I think it's mainly for food. And food for us.
Food for us?
Mm-hmm. Not that I really trust any of the food places here anymore, though I guess the wings is where we want to get them from.
Well, the chili place is going to give you...
Don't go to Chili. No, don't.
Chili... Chiliton or Chili Pop will probably...
Yeah, I don't think you can even feed that to your squirrel anymore.
I'm not going to risk it.
I wouldn't. I think it'll die.
Yeah. Oh, I gave Mr. Squeakers the special wings, so he got a little bit stronger.
Awesome.
Was that before? Are we added water?
No, special the special wings from Rachel's.
Oh, right. I confused Chili the two Pop. Again.
Or Wing Pop.
Yeah.
Did Maple and George use their bucket of wings to level anybody up?
No.
A bucket of wings to level someone up? Just to jump a full nother level?
Yes. That is what the bucket of wings will do for you.
Well, yeah.
It's better than a bag of weed.
I'm going to use it for Ewok.
Okay.
So from a level 5 to a level 6. Wait.
Wait, wasn't your Ewok about to evolve or level up anyway? From XP?
Yes.
XP doesn't roll, right?
I didn't plan on it to do that.
Yeah, makes sense.
So after the last battle, I had already had 8, and then we got 18. So I just totaled that and then subtracted the amount that I needed from level 2 to level 3. And so I still have 11 left.
Yes, that's okay. Fine. I would figure that XP that way, like through battles, would definitely roll over where, you know, wing.
Yeah, so XP like... So, like, my squirrel had, like, 13 XP on him from previous battles, and then I gave him the wings, and so it just starts at 0.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I wonder how rare those wings are. Like, you think we could steal her recipe? We'd have to steal the salamander.
And then we could open up Pop, Pop, and Pop Mice Krispies stand.
Mm-hmm.
To find Dad.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a food truck.
Are there trucks here? Are there vehicles?
Like, a very noticeable... void of any automotive.
So Flintstones.
Yeah, I've only seen like horse and buggy type things.
You haven't even really seen that.
No, you just like ride around on pals, right?
Pretty much, yeah. Or bikes.
Oh.
Or, you know, walk. A lot of walking. Awful lot of walking.
I like the bicycle game. We'll have to find bicycles at some point.
Maybe it was a pal that always pulled up to mom's.
Okay, let's go.
And you head to the playground?
To the playground.
All right, and that's where we're going to call it for the day. So until we return to continue playing, we will
see you next Tuesday.
Today's episode, and if you have, please subscribe and leave a review wherever you get your podcasts. To stay up to date on any news about the podcast, follow us on Instagram at Tales from the Crypt Podcast. Check out our YouTube channel with the same name, and most importantly, tell a friend. Who knows what else it may bring to fruit. Bring bear fruit.
Ooh, okay. I kind of want to go watch Eight-Legged Freaks now. young Scarlett Johansson.
You should go do that.
You should. And listen to the Paramnesia Theater episode regarding Eight-Legged Freaks directly after. Or in the middle of. Listen to the beginning, then go watch the movie, and then come back and listen to the end of the podcast.
Oh,
I regretted not doing that with the only one I've listened to so far, the Rocking Bullwinkle one, but...
So this thing was at the bottom of the well?
The bottom of the well! Oh man, that's a great song.
It's a giant bodybuilding sperm.
Yeah, pretty much. This is the picture that I drew.
Oh my.
So.
That's really close to how I pictured it in my head, weirdly enough. It was kind of a... We'll edit this part out. It was kind of a combination of like Poliwog and Machoke was what I was picturing in my head.
Yeah, pretty much what I was going for. So.
Nice.